Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's where I am strong, in your presence. Oh,
amen, amen, amen. Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. In the presence of the Almighty God is where
amen.
We belong. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, Sister Martin, how are you? God bless you.
I am wonderful.
God is so good. Hallelujah.
All the time.
He is so good. And I thank God for this day. This day is the day that the Lord God has made. And we're going to rejoice. We are rejoicing, and we are ever so glad in it. Hallelujah.
Ma'am.
I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, daughters of God, called to pray. And our guest today is my beloved sister, my truly long-time, time-tested and proven beloved sister, Alma Martin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And she's going to be with us, and she's going to share her journey with us. Amen. Letting us know what she experienced as she answered the call. Hiya, Messiah. Answered the call of ministry to serve in the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm just excited today. I'm so excited. But I guess you say she's always excited.
Praise the
I don't
Lord.
Care what the day looked like, sound like, could be like. Sister Martin, I just get excited because I know that God ordained this day.
This day.
And he ordained
yes.
for us to be in this day. And he's so great and mighty and awesome. Everything that we need for this day.
It's already yes, been prepared.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Isn't that a blessing?
It's a blessing. It's a blessing just to open your eyes every day and thank God that you're in your right frame of mind. The Bible
yes,
says
Lord.
He give you a sound mind.
Yes, Lord.
And
it's
thank God
nothing.
You didn't get up and put your shoes on your head this morning. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. When we know and we have that and we know that it is God that's holding us and keeping us and not allowing us to fall and not allowing us to put our shoes on our head instead of our
yes,
feet.
Ma'am.
Amen. And so
amen.
And allowing us to get up out of the bed
yes.
when we want to stay in there. And just cover our
yes.
heads. Amen?
Yes. And then not only that, he watched over us all night long as we slept and slumbered. And stationed our angels by our bedside. And then he touched us with his divine love this morning.
Oh,
and
my
enabled
God.
Our eyes to open up to see a day we never seen before. I just thank
yes,
God
yes.
for eyes to see, ears to hear, legs
yes,
feet to be able to walk. Because he didn't have to do it, but he did.
But he did by his
and it wasn't nothing so good that
choice.
We done, but his grace and mercy kept us.
Hallelujah. You know that's the truth. Sure enough, anyhow. Yes, it is.
Yes,
and that's
Lord.
What we have
in
to
spite offer. Of ourselves, he kept
in
us.
In spite of ourselves. It doesn't matter. You know, we can have all the special connections. We can know all the people that we feel are powerful and can swing those open and close doors and make things happen. But if God says
don't
not
don't allow
so,
it.
Oh, it couldn't be.
My God.
My
it
Lord.
Would not be.
It would not
it
be.
It would not be.
We have to look to our maker and creator of the heavens and the earth, the giver and the receiver of life. Truly,
yeah.
This morning, what we're going to do, we're just going to read our one scripture that we're going to pray. And then, Sister Martin, we're just going to let you have your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Because it's a powerful story. And it's a powerful journey. And we're just looking forward to hearing it and the lives that will be changed because of you sharing your story. We're going to go to, just in case you want to follow us when we're reading, our foundation scriptures, Genesis, the first chapter. We're going to do 1-3, and then we're going to go to Genesis, the first chapter, verses 26-28. Amen.
Genesis what?
Genesis, the first chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at the first verse. And then we'll go to the fourth, 1-4. And then we're going to Genesis 26-28, the first chapter. The 26th verse through the 28th verse. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you and we praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol your most holy name. Bless. Hallelujah. Bless us, thou almighty God. And we thank you for your love, your kindness, your peace, your joy. We thank you for your protection, your guidance, and your instruction. We thank you, however, how you
thank
make the crooked way straight. We thank you how you make the rough places smooth, Almighty God. We thank you for how your will supersedes any will that man or we could have. We thank you for your betterment, your choice for us, Almighty God, your will for
us.
And we thank you for our heart to hear and obey you. Hallelujah. We thank you that our ears hear you, Lord. Hallelujah, and we eagerly obey your word. Hallelujah. We
thank
you for our heart to obey you, God. We thank you for easily giving up our will for your will, Almighty God. We thank you that you are our healer. You are our deliverer. Yes, you are. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're the God that heal your people, and your word is truth. Almighty God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God. Yes, God.
We are healed, Almighty God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, my God. Hallelujah. But how you protect
thank
our
you.
Children and grandchildren, allowing them to walk in the circle of your blessings, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Guiding them, protecting them, shielding
thank
them,
you,
allowing them to have favor. But most importantly, they have a love and a desire for you. Thank you for how you're saving them, Almighty God. How you're changing
you,
your life, Almighty God. How you've given them an appetite and a desire for you to know you and to
thank
you,
Father.
And to live according to your will and your way, God. We thank
yes,
you
Lord.
That they can influence their
thank
friends
you,
and
Jesus.
Those all around them. We thank you, Father, that you remove those that will cause them to stumble out of their life and out of their
thank
family.
Thank you, Lord
God.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory.
Yes.
And we bless your most holy name.
We
hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask that you remember everyone that's on the sick list, God. And as we
thank
said
you,
before,
Father.
We know that you are God that heal your people, for you said it in your holy word. I
yes,
am the
Lord
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That
thank
heals
you, God.
My people. Hallelujah. We
yes,
thank
God.
You
yes,
for
God.
The manifestation of it, God. We thank you for the measure of that you've given us, God. We thank you that it'll work,
thank
Almighty
you, Lord
God.
Jesus.
And it's getting stronger and stronger in you,
yes,
mighty
Lord
God.
Jesus. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
We ask that you be
bless
with us
your
this
name,
morning,
Jesus.
Almighty God.
Please,
and
Lord
we ask
Jesus.
You, thank you for this woman of God.
Thank you, God.
This
thank
woman
you, Jesus.
That belongs to you. Let her speak,
thank
Almighty
you,
God. Hallelujah. Let those that need to hear what she's saying.
Thank you, God.
Almighty
Thank
God.
You, Lord
Let
Jesus.
Let their lives be changed, Almighty God. Oh, how we thank you and how we praise
thank
you,
Lord
for
Jesus.
Her journey, Almighty God. Thank you for her children and her grandchildren.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Children, Almighty God.
Thank you,
for
Father.
The spirit that you've given her to have
thank
faith.
You, Lord. Hallelujah,
and
Jesus.
In you, Almighty God.
Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for
thank
her journey.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, strengthening her, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Allowing her to shine for you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Oh, it is in the
oh,
name of Jesus.
We bless your name.
Thank you. We praise you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen. And
thank
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
The written word is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Bless his most holy name. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was
mm-hmm.
upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw
mm-hmm.
the light, and it was good. Bless his most holy name. And God divided
yeah.
the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. We'll go to verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26.
Amen.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our
mm-hmm.
likeness, and let them have dominion over the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image
mm-hmm.
of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. And
Amen.
God said it, and God did it, and it was so. Hallelujah. That's
yes,
our standing scripture, Sister Martin, because so many people have so many names that they call God, and they have so many different gods now that they are worshiping. So we establish which one and who we are talking about when we say God. Hallelujah. The maker.
Yes, the
and
true
the
and living God. Yes.
That's right. That's right. That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
So,
Lord.
Sister Martin, I say, you know, I call you my sister. I know you're an evangelist, but I call you my beloved sister, and I do that out
yes.
of course, so no disrespect to you, because I feel that close to you, that you are my beloved sister, and I'm not exaggerating
yes.
or just, we've known each other so long, and I
yes,
know you.
Lord. Dangerous, seen and unseen. Yes,
yes.
Lord. And by the grace of God, he kept us.
Yes, he did. Yes,
Hallelujah.
He did. Yes,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Through it all.
Through it all. Through it all.
We're
my
still
Lord.
Here. We're still here.
Still
Hallelujah.
Here. Yes. And
thank
then when
you
Lord look,
Jesus.
And sometimes my soul gets troubled when I see people, and Bishop keep reminding me, don't worry about that. It's not that I worry about it, but I see people assuming that ministry is about glitz and glamour.
No. It's a journey.
It's a journey.
It's
and
a lonely journey.
Tell a story.
My God.
And
songwriter wrote that it's been a long and lonely journey, but Jesus
yes.
has been by my side.
Yes. Well,
and that's a true
let
statement.
Let you have your way and tell your story right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Because I tell you, if it wasn't for the Lord on my side,
all right.
I don't know where I would be. Mm. Many people been through what I've been through. And I often remind myself that they are either in a mental institution, beating their head up against a padded wall, or dead. But God know how much you can bear. And he won't put what's meant for me on you because he know he can't withstand it.
That's right.
Your journey is for you and my journey is for me.
That's right.
And when I tell you it has been a journey, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
My God.
I remember, and I got married at the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know you were supposed to pray and ask God for the husband that he had for you.
Okay.
But I got married, and I thought we were happy.
Mm.
We had four children. We built a brand new house. I had it designed and built the way I wanted it built. Oldest daughter was 18, had graduated from high school. That's when all hell broke loose.
My God.
When I changed my life, because I got up one morning to go to work, been doing everything I was vegan bad enough to do, knew I wasn't supposed to be there because I wasn't raised like that.
Mm-hmm.
And as I stood in the bathroom mirror washing my face that morning, hallelujah, my dad died when I was 15.
Mm.
And I saw my dad's face in that mirror, and he said to me, "What are you doing?
My Lord.
You were not brought up like this. This is not you." Instantly, everything had to change.
Mm.
My life changed. The more I began to know God and trust God and pray to God, the more I noticed my marriage falling apart. Being like, "Oh, you think you're better than us. You don't want to hang with us no more. You don't want to do this. What you going to be doing while we be celebrating the 4th of July, drinking and cooking?" I said, "I'm going to be praying for you." And it went from bad to worse.
My God.
Now, all these years, I'm thinking I know the man that I married. Didn't know I was married to a demon from hell.
My Lord.
But I remember I had went to church in Athens, and this pastor had preached that night, and he said, "Some of you ladies came in here by yourself, and your husband didn't come." He said, "Some men came and their wives didn't come." He said, "But I tell you, when you go back home tonight, you're going to step in pure hell." And I'm like, okay, what is he talking about? I'm driving from Athens back to Hartwell where I lived. The closer I got to my house, I could just feel darkness. And I was thinking to myself, why? It's just like a black shadow. Why? What is wrong with this? And I pulled up in my driveway, and I didn't want to get out the car. I could figure out why I don't want to get out the car to go in my own house. And I sat there in the car talking to my cousin, and he said to me, "You got to get out because I got to still drive home." But I did not want to get out the car. But as I got out the car and opened my kitchen door to go in, this man that I had been married to all these years, this I will never forget. He had a .38 pistol with a pearl handle. And as I opened that kitchen door, he put that thing in my face. And when I tell you that man called me some of everything under the sun, except my name. And I had got so caught up at church, and I was just still like in the spirit. Hallelujah. But I thank God for that. Because most people call me Dom, but I looked him in his face, and I said to him, "If this is what it will take to make you feel like a man, then go ahead on and blow my brains out."
My Lord.
But he put the gun down. I went on, changed clothes. Got in the bed. We've been married all these years. Never fought, never argued. This particular night, I guess he decided he was going to beat me.
No.
But I thank God because I could not get mad. I kept laughing because to me it was funny. And he thought he had me around my neck, but he had me around my head, and I just laughed. I mean, I laughed, and I know it wasn't nobody but God. Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah.
Because God know me, he would have been dead. But I laughed. It was so funny to me. The more I laughed, the angrier he got.
I know.
I get it up with my mouth, God. So I got up out of my bed. And I went in the bedroom where my daughters were. And he came in there with nothing on but his little undies. And my oldest daughter sat up in her bed and she said, "You need to get out of here." She said, "I don't see how Mama stayed with you." She said, "For 5 years, I don't know who you've been." And I made up my mind then. Okay, God, it's time to go. Brand new house. Fully furnished top to bottom. This was in September. I went to a revival meeting that next week.
Okay.
And as the service was getting ready to turn out, the pastor said, "Some of you all came in here with problems, but you need to leave them at the altar."
My God.
I went to the altar, and this is what I said to God. "God, now don't nobody know what I've been going through but me and you." I said, "Now I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm not going through this no more." I said these words to God. I said, "Now, if you want this marriage to work, you fix it so I can stay in it." I said, "If not, then God, show me the way out. Let me tell you how you little boy shama. I got up, walked out of that church, straight to this guy sitting in his car. And I looked at him and I said, "What you going to do with your mom's house?" Because his mom had passed like 3-4 months ago. And he was like, "Nothing, but if you want it, you can have it." This was September, October. I was in that house. You tell me when you listen to the voice of God, God will not move you.
No, he won't.
I stayed in that house from October, November, December, January, 4 months. The end of January, God spoke to me on my job. He said, "Your kids," and moved to Atlanta. I was working in a sewing plant. I'm the last person on my roll because I was making back pockets for pants.
Oh, okay.
And I heard this voice twice. The third time I heard it, I answered, but I didn't know I was talking. The girl in front of me looked back at me and she said, "Who are you talking to?" This was on a Friday, the last of January. I found myself in that office. I don't know how I got there. I heard somebody talking, didn't realize it was me. You supposed to give a 2 weeks notice. This was that Friday, that Saturday morning. I had everything I could pack in my little raggedy car. I had a 64 Ford. It was raggedy. And I had $64 to my name.
My Lord.
But God said go. And I packed my kids in that car. Didn't know where I was going to stay. But God said go. And I went. When I got to Atlanta, now what am I going to do? Don't know how to get nowhere. So I signed one of my aunt's phone numbers that live here, and I called her. This was February the 1st. She told me to come over to her house with my kids. All I had in the car was clothes, kids, and a TV.
And a TV.
A TV, clothes, bed stuff, everything that I could pack in that car, I had it in there.
My God.
But I left the brand new house. Fully furnished from top to bottom. I didn't care. It was just, God said, go. It is time to go. February was the shortest month. I moved in her house February 1st. By before the end of February, she had tucked me down to DSAC. I had got a check, and I had got some food stamps. The 1st of March, I found me a little place to stay, me and my kids.
Okay.
My kids didn't know nothing about having a want for this or that or this or that or other. My oldest was 18. My second daughter was 16. My baby girl was 12. And my son, which is my baby, was 8 years old. When I tell you, my son is now 47 years old.
Is he?
That's how long I've been in Atlanta. He was 47 October the 9th of last year.
Okay. My goodness, I still see Benji.
See, God, if you listen to God and do what God tell you, he will keep you.
Yes, he will.
I moved in this little raggedy house. No stove, no refrigerator, no nothing. We would go to the grocery store every day and buy bologna, sugar, and Kool-Aid. That's how we ate. But you know what? Your little boys. My kids never complained. Never. And my baby girl, which was 12, then said to me, she said, because I used to wonder why she didn't want to go to bed at night. She told me after we got to Atlanta, she said, Mama, you know why I didn't want to go to bed? She said, every night when I would go to bed and go to sleep, this man would be chasing us. And she said, we would be running and running and running and running and running. She said, he never caught us, but we would be running and running. She said, that's why I didn't go to bed. She said, because every night I had that same dream. Now, I don't know how long my baby had dealt with this. But I remember the night I was on my knees praying. And all of a sudden, everything went pit black. I could feel evil. And I just started crying out. I said, God, you said you would shield me. You said you would protect me. You said you would not let no harm come over me. Believe it or not, that man was standing over me while I was on my knees praying. Now you tell me God will keep you.
My God.
He won't do what he say he'll do. He'll cover you. Hallelujah, little boy. Yes, God. When you trust God and follow God.
My God.
Not my will, but your will.
Oh, my God.
I remember the day he had the sling blade, and he told me he would sling my head off. Every time I think about it, I laugh. And I got out that car, and I looked him straight in his eyes, and I said, let me tell you one thing. If you draw that thing back to hit me, I said, God will paralyze you. Then the rest of your life, that arm will stay back there. He put it down. But see, I get a little pushed out. I might not know a lot, but I know God is real.
Go ahead.
I know he's a healer.
Yes.
I know he's a deliverer.
Yes.
I know he is a protector.
Go ahead.
And I know he would do what he said he would do.
You know it for yourself.
I know. Ain't what nobody told me. I've been through it myself. When my son was 9 years old, he got ran over by a car right below my house. They ran up there and got me. He's laying there. The paramedics was already there. They had cut his pants leg all up. His left foot was swollen up, and they had put this green X on it. They told me it was broken and all of that. How you let him aside? I didn't have a car then. The car had tore up. They took him to Georgia Baptist.
Okay.
I was on DeKalb Avenue.
Oh, okay.
I walked from DeKalb Avenue to Georgia Baptist.
My Lord.
And they were getting ready to take him up, said they was going to have to do surgery on him. And I said, before you take him up, let me see him. I got to get over here. I laid my hand on that foot and said, God, you say it. I got a little more. Let me tell you something. When they brought my child back down, both his feet were the same size.
My God.
He put his shoes on and we walked home.
Ooh,
and I remember the day he was born, the nurse told me, this is a special child. She said, I don't know what he's going to be, but he's a special. Hallelujah. And when I tell you the enemy been trying to take my son out, and I said, no, you can't have this one.
Yes.
God gave him to me, and I refuse to let you have him.
My God.
After that, he got sick. Woke up one morning with this big knot on the side of his neck, on the right side. I'll never forget. No, it was on the left side. took him back to the hospital. They asked me about cats, pigeons. I didn't live close to none of them.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in specialists from everywhere. They could not find out what was wrong with him. But the knot was getting bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And forget a little, they could not get his fever down.
Mm-hmm.
And my son is dark. He broke out in a red rash.
Mm-hmm.
Every night they would put him in ice and alcohol. That was on a Tuesday when I took him. I sat there Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
All day Wednesday. All night Wednesday night.
Yeah.
But early before day Thursday morning.
Go ahead on.
I was trying to find something on the TV to watch, and it kept stopping on the same thing with this old preacher named Peter Popo. Kept trying to turn it, and it wouldn't turn. So I had to sit there and watch that. But I know it was God. Because in it, people were coming out of wheelchairs walking. And he was breaking canes. And God spoke to me. We was on the sixth floor, right across from the nurse's station.
Mm-hmm.
God spoke to me three times. The first time, I didn't move. Second time. The third time, it was like a roar of thunder just lift me out the chair.
My God.
And I went and laid my hand on him where he hadn't moved since Tuesday, and this was Thursday.
My God.
Just laying there in that bed, just laying there. Instead of work, just laying there. Fever getting higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
They telling me, well, we're going to have to operate on his neck. We're going to have to cut it. I said, you are not cutting my baby.
Mm-hmm.
I said, God, you said if I do this, when I laid my hand on it, you told me that if I do this, you would heal him.
Mm.
When I tell you, I felt that thing. It started in my point finger. It went through the next dude, and it came out through my pinky finger. When I tell you, God, to do instantly, when I moved my hand, the fever broke. The rash went away. He sit up in the bed and he said, Mama, I want some ice cream.
Mm.
And he got up. They had him with the little thing with the IV and stuff in him.
Mm-hmm.
And he started rolling it out the room down the hall. The nurses said he was delirious. But by the time they got the doctors in there and got him back in the bed, they couldn't find nothing wrong with him.
My Lord.
Doctor says somebody prayed. They let him call you a little boy.
Oh, glory.
They let him come home.
Ooh,
when I tell you the times.
My God.
He was in cars with people he shouldn't have been in with. The cars got shot up. But in the nick of time, God snatched him out.
My God.
Call you a little boy. You little boy. Who, Jesus?
My
when
God.
When I tell you. I know what God would do.
Yes.
Because he brought me through.
My God.
You got to know him for yourself.
Yes. Say that again.
You got to know him for yourself.
Yes.
And you got to trust him. And you got to believe he'll do just what he said he would do.
Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Because ain't no need of praying if you don't believe he's going to do it. Faith without works is dead.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
my God.
If you're going to pray, then don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray, because it don't go together.
That's right.
We say give it to the Lord and leave it there, but we get up and pick it back up.
That's right.
But when I tell him, Lord, I give it to you, I leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm through with it.
Mm-hmm.
I done tried. I couldn't do nothing with it.
Mm.
So I put it in your hands and I leave it there. And when I tell you things will work out according to his will and his plan for your life, been there, done that, got a T-shirt in it.
Mm.
I know him for myself. No, I ain't perfect. Every day I have to repent. I have to repent. I have to repent. I have to repent. I have to repent sometimes 3, 4, 10 times a day.
My God, yes.
I'm just a realist. How y'all know the I said, God knew who I was when he made me.
Yeah.
I know what he put in me. And when you know who you are and you know who you belong to, You know what God called you to do.
Yes.
Oh, you remember Paul had the thorn and he said he prayed 3 times.
That's right.
And asked God to move it. And God mm-hmm. said, My grace is sufficient.
It's sufficient.
I ain't got nothing to do. I don't care what you're dealing with. You just do what I tell you to do.
That's
and I'll
right.
take
That's
care of the rest of it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Now, we're not perfect.
No.
None of us is without sin. The Bible said a man says without sin or the lie and the truth ain't in him.
That's what
Because even
said.
If we think the wrong thing,
mm-hmm.
but you still, my prayer to God every day, say, creating me a clean heart
yes.
and renew a right spirit in me.
That's
and
right.
I thank you for a sound mind.
Yes, Lord.
Because I can truly say I used to couldn't say it. The Bible ain't said nothing about liking nobody. It said
mm-hmm.
love. Ain't nowhere in the Bible you're going to find the word of God tell you to like somebody. It said love them.
Love them. That's right. That's right.
Love them as I love you. Unconditional love.
Yes. Yes.
You might not like what they do.
That's right. That's
but they
right.
probably don't like what you do either. But you still
That's
got to
right.
love them.
Love them. That's
and
right.
forgiveness.
Yes.
Forgiveness.
Yes.
Now that's the one get us messed up. We'll say, I forgive, but I ain't going to forget.
Forget,
but God
yes.
said, when you mess up and come to him and pray and ask him to redeem you and forgive you, he said he throw it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Tell it now.
That thing won't come up no more. Oh, you
that
know what I'm saying? My, my, my.
No, it won't.
Oh, my God.
No, it will not.
But
you know,
God.
How did you know when God had called you? That I see all where he was prepping you and your faith and you walking in it. But how did you know when God called you for ministry?
I knew I was different. Let me start
uh-huh.
with this.
Mm-hmm.
From a child growing up.
Oh,
I could see things.
Uh-huh.
I could see. I could be playing with other kids. And I would see stuff just playing.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I see this. You crazy. But I guess they called me crazy so much I stopped saying what I see and what I saw.
Oh,
this
okay.
old lady
yeah.
said to me, I'll never forget her name, Miss Turner. She knew my dad, and she knew my dad's mom. Now, my dad's mom was deceased before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me one day, she said, you don't even know who you are. And I said, ma'am? She said, you didn't know your grandmother. I said, no, ma'am. My grandmother was named Elsa. That was my dad's mom. I did not know her.
Mm-hmm.
She said, your grandmother was a powerful woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
And said she was born with a gift. She said, your dad is a powerful man of God. I said, yes, he is. We pray 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
She said, your dad was born with a gift of his own. She said, but when your grandmother passed, her gift went to your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad had his gift and your grandmother's gift. I'm sitting there looking at her. She said, and when you were born with your own gift. She said, now your dad is deceased and your grandmother. She said, so you got your gift, your dad's gift, and your grandmother's gift. She said, and baby, you just out there in that water. You better decide if you're going to sink or swim. It took me till I was in my 30s. Oh, get a little rigorous. Because people had called me crazy so much. How you little bitch, stop. But I always had wisdom and knowledge of God. I always knew. I remember my brother had got sick. I was 10, he was 11. When the doctors would come out to their house and the doctor had told my mom and dad my brother had polio. Couldn't walk, Oh, God, he couldn't walk. My mom and dad left and went to town one day. They left me there with him. Oh, I sang. And I laid hands on my brother, and I prayed, I was 10 years old. He was 11. And I remember asking God to heal my brother so he could walk all day long. That's what I did. And he kept telling me, shut up. But I couldn't stop. So when my mom and dad got back, he said, don't go nowhere and leave her here with me no more. He said, because she been acting like she crazy all day. So she been running around here singing, trying to pray, talking about laying hands and stuff. But when I tell you that that next day that boy got up out of that bed and walked, I got a little more shy. The next day, he was walking slow, but he was walking. And he walked until he died. I got a little more shy. But I didn't know what I had. Oh, God Almighty.
Thank you.
But I would just tell people, I guess people, when I moved to Atlanta, it was so different from the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, it's a call on your life. So they would ask me to come to different churches and speak, and I just call it. That's what it was, speaking. Until God said to get a little more shouted at a bus, shouted at a bus. Said to me one day, I was laying on my little twin bed, staying on Vine Street. And God said, you preach my word. And I said, not me. I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not. No. And he said it again. And I said, no, I'm not preaching. I don't want to be no preacher. I'm not preaching. I'm not done. I got a little more. When I tell you, I literally came up off that bed. I was like extended in midair. I could take my right hand, and I did, and I could feel that matches, and I was not on it. And I said, okay, God, okay, God, okay, God, okay, 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 okay. Whew. When I tell people all the time, when God calls you in the ministry, all of it is not behind a book board and a pulpit.
That's right.
God
That's
didn't
right.
call me to pastor. He said ministry. My ministry is a gift of love and healing. Oh, because if God called you to pastor, that's a different level of anointing, and God has a group of people already waiting on you to start the church he told you to start. But people nowadays, they look at all these churches, I see all these preachers dressed, but you don't know what they've been through to get to where they are. You don't have a clue how many nights they are up in the hospital with people. And how you let them come out, God. But God calls you in the ministry. Some people got a ministry of love. Some got a ministry of giving. Some got a gift of healing. You got to know what your calling is and what your gifts, and then they have to line up with the word of God.
That's right.
He said, I know God gave me the gift of healing, but unless God tell me to touch you, I'm not touching you. I am not. God got to speak
true.
To me. And tell me who to touch and what to say. Because if not, I'm not touching you. I'll get a little more fast. Because the Bible tells you, some of them demons don't want to come out by fasting and praying. And if you know you ain't fasted and you ain't prayed up, you best leave it alone.
It's best to do so.
And I always say this. Whatever God called you to do, do what God called you to do, not what people tell you. Because, see, some of
That's
us,
right.
God didn't call us. We called by our mom and grandpa said I needed to preach. For instance, this person kept telling me that I want to be just like you. I said, no, you don't. I said, because in order to be like me, you have to be done been through what I went through. And that was not designed for you. It was designed for me. She said, but I just want you just so sure yourself. And she just And she said, I go to the country and stuff, and everybody down there telling me, I need to preach. I said, but did God call you? They be telling me, they have me down there, and until this day, I have never heard her say, God called me. To see, because I know for a fact, when God calls you, you don't want to do it.
Everybody,
I don't want no parts of it.
Everybody
you
better than
as long
you.
As you can. Yes. Yes. That's not what I want to do. But he don't actually see. God chooses us. We don't have nothing to do
that's
with
right.
it.
That's
and he will
it.
Allow
that's
us it. To run until that running time is up. And then you don't have a choice but to do what you've been
that's
called
right.
to do.
That's right. My God.
And it's not.
My God.
People say, Lord, since I've been on the Lord's side, you get blessed, but you got to go through so much.
That's the thing. That's
it.
They tell people that they just, well, if you're going through
this. Maybe you ain't doing what God called you to do. I had this girl tell me, because first I was in my car in a bus. Know how many car wrecks I've been in, but thank God I've never caused not one.
All right, praise
and then
the
after
Lord.
I was in the lake, I can get in a shower. I was the one the big truck hit me, and that flipped me 4 times in my SUV, but I'm still here.
Praise
and,
the
and,
Lord.
And it was the day before my birthday. So when I got to the hospital, the nurse, I never lost consciousness, and they couldn't understand why I was talking, and my shoulder was broken, my hands all messed up. But I wasn't in no pain. She said, ooh, girl, that was just luck. I said, no, it wasn't no luck. The devil tried to kill me, but God blocked it.
My
I said,
God.
See, he can't stop me, so he started working on my kids, and now you can't have them either because they attached to me. And you have to speak this stuff. Oh, your little boy.
Yeah.
Don't make sense to know it and don't speak it. You got to speak it. Oh, your little boy.
That's right. The
then
word.
After that, another car hit me. Then another one hit me. And this, I had left my purse at church. And I realized it. And this girl said, well, I'll follow you back over there to get it because the musician had the key. And I got my purse. It was still where I left it. We came out. She looked at me. She said, ooh, a whole lot of stuff been happening to you lately. 2 or 3 wrecks, and then your house caught a fire time you left church. And I looked at her, and I said, Bishop just preached, can God trust you with trouble? I said, and then he just finished preaching about Job was a righteous man, never done nothing wrong, but he had to go through that period because the enemy said to God, if you let me touch him, I'm paraphrasing, that's not what he said. God asked him, from where comest thou, Satan? He said, walking to and fro in the earth to see who I can devour. So that lets us know the enemy is traveling, walking. You know how long it takes him to walk all over the world, all around, trying to find one child of God that he can devour. And then God looked at him and said, have you considered my servant Job.
Servant.
And then the enemy said to God, I thought about him, but you got a hedge around him. But if you move that hedge, I will make him curse you to your face. But God already knew Job's heart. So he said to him, okay. But he did say to him what you could not do.
Yes, he put
but
a
but I let you
down.
Touch his body. And I said to her, I said, look at everything Job went through. But he got double, triple for everything he went through because he stayed focused on God.
Okay.
I said, it's all right. I'm still all right. And they was like, well, do you want us to do anything for you? What is it that you want us to do? And by that, I know they didn't want it. I said, you know what? Whatever you feel like doing. I said, I'm going to put it like this. If you want to do something, do it. If you don't, because God got this.
All right.
I'm back in my house. spirit of us.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, my family, God has blessed me. Out of four children, I got 20 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, and I'm still here.
Amen.
By the grace of God. It's
by
a journey.
The grace of God.
Yes, some days I didn't think I was going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
But God.
Mm-hmm. But God.
Because he won't put no more on you than you can bear.
And he told us we would have trials and tribulations. He told us we would have that.
But when you put it in his hand, see, a lot of times we try to handle stuff, and we make a mess.
A mess, that's
but if we give it to God, see, we make the mess, and then we want God to fix the mess that we done made.
That's
why you have to pray about everything.
Everything.
Everything. I tell young women all the time, well, I want me a husband. I said, well, you better tell God what kind of man you want, how you want him, describe him to God and everything. Detail. Because if you just say, Lord, send me a husband, he'll send you anything. You better tell him what you want. Specify. I said, you get a man, be beating your brains out, and you want God to move him. God said, no, you asked for it because you didn't tell me what you want. That's what you asked for. You just said a man.
It's just, you want the man that was made for you. I often tell people, I said, there are many keys, a skeleton key can open many doors, but you don't want just a skeleton key. You want the key that was made just for you to open the love and everything that is going to be needed to maintain that marriage, because nobody's going to have a marriage that will not be tested. Your marriage will be tested.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And I'm just grateful to God. I thank God. Whew, every day of my life, and I love you abundantly.
I love you.
I love
too.
You unconditionally.
You know, I have to share that story. When I was going through cancer, and you and Rev said, Rev prayed for me, and I came to you. I said, well, Martin, I said, they say I may lose my hair, so just cut it off. I said, the devil is a liar.
You will not lose one strain of hair off of your head. And you did not.
Glory. Ooh, glory
to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God.
Thank God, because not one strain came out of this.
Not one did you lose.
God knows how many
strains you had on there, and you still got them.
Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Thank God. God is good. I was telling someone not so long ago, I said, I have to surround myself with people who are strong in faith. I said, and you know the difference from people who are not walking or not as matured. Because when you have a strong person of faith, they don't question. They say, God got it. It's all right.
Yeah.
They can identify God got this. And when you hear it, something in your spirit agrees with, your spirit, I'm sorry, agrees with what they're saying, and they should begin to happen. Hallelujah.
Yes, it does.
So you have to connect with people of faith, people who are strong, and don't be so prideful to say that I got this as much. No. Because some people have a gift of faith. Hallelujah.
That's
what
I live by.
They can believe God for the impossible, and it's like it's nothing.
Yes.
You think? And I thank God how he connected us together. And
yes,
I
ma'am.
Thank God how he saw that I would need a person of strong faith. Hallelujah. We don't see it each other. Sometimes it's years.
Yes, it is. But it's just like we just talked the other day.
That's right. That's right.
Nothing changes. This is the thing. I told somebody the other day, a true friend is not somebody you stay on the phone with every day.
That's right.
A friend is there when you need them. Somebody that can pray you through.
That's it.
And they don't rebuttal what you are saying. They listen and they receive it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I told somebody this morning on the phone, I said, they was talking about, and what they're going through, like I said to you before, it's in their mind. And I said to them this morning, this was 6 o'clock this morning, I said, well, everything's going to work according to God's plan. Yeah, but I said, because, see, I keep telling you, if you give it to God, why are you still worrying about it? But I worry. I said, well, then it ain't neither talking to God, because evidently you don't believe what he's going to do because you're still worrying about it. You're still trying to fix it yourself. If you leave
that's
it
right,
alone,
that's right.
Give
that's
it to
right.
God. God will fix it.
That's right. Right, he will. And what's
yes.
so amazing that sometimes we forget, before, he's not, oh, by the way, oh, this just happened. I got to try to figure out how to. It has already been figured out before the foundation.
It's already
of the
been
world.
Fixed. Already.
Already.
And the thing you think you're going ooh. Through, it ain't really nothing.
Oh,
it's
God.
Just a mindset.
Yes. Oh, my
elevate
God.
Your
oh,
mind.
My God. Oh,
let's
my
go
God.
Higher. We try
yes.
to keep God in this box. Let him out the box.
Let him out the box.
He's a big God. He's bigger than
yes,
anything you can go through.
My God.
He's bigger.
Yes.
And I trust
and
him with everything in me because I live by faith. That's all I got. Oh.
That's why the people need to hear from not from a novelist. Hey, God. But for someone who has walked
it.
And had to walk it out and had to be proven.
Yes.
And their faithfulness to God is true. You know, you have novelists who got, they know they've been gifted, but it hadn't been tried. And
yes, it ain't been tried and true. You got to prove it. It's just like like Jesus told Peter. The enemy desires to sift you like wheat.
Go ahead.
Now, he didn't pray that he would stop the enemy. He said, but I pray after you come back to yourself. Don't forget your brethren.
That's right.
That's See, that's
right.
what the enemy tries to do with us. All we got to do is put that scripture on him because he can't stand the word of God and he ain't going to cross over the blood. Because if he crossed over the blood, he's going to be sanctified too. The blood,
oh
the blood,
God.
The blood,
oh
the
God.
Blood.
Blood, the blood. It still works.
Yes, it does.
It still works.
And he's still working
work.
Miracles. He ain't
yes,
stopped.
He is.
People just don't believe in him.
That's right. That's
but
right.
I know he worked miracles. I know.
Yes.
Can't nobody tell me he don't. He work them every day.
Every day.
Because when you're
every
looking
day.
At it, when you talk to me, you're talking to a miracle. When they talk
my
to you,
God.
They're talking to a miracle.
My God, yes. My God, my God.
Because they kept trying to tell me I had cancer. And I said, dang, what God told me. But I'm going to take out little tests and stuff. And you know the worst? I've been 5 years, huh? And I'm still here.
They still here. But you know, so many times that I wish I could talk to the younger people, there's some who've even fallen by the wayside because
yes.
they went through, and I don't dismiss what they've gone through, but so many times they went through because they didn't trust the anointing
right.
that God had placed in their lives. They started
you
got to
know for
looking.
Yourself.
You kept saying that in the beginning, and that is so true. You must know God for yourself.
And you got to know that he knows you. How
your
little boy tell
yes.
about
oh, whew. My God, yes. And when we see that and we realize that and not go jumping here and jumping there, trying to be like this one and trying to be like this, the scripture
mm-hmm.
tells us to be an imitation of God. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Jesus.
And like you can't be nobody but who you are. And God knows
that's
who you
right.
are.
That's right.
He know your heart.
Yes.
And the word says, how y'all know David was a man after God's own heart?
Yes.
God.
And David had
see,
to
see, the only way the enemy can get to
years.
Us is through our mind.
That's right.
And we allow
that's
the enemy
right.
to play with our mind. Even
mm-hmm.
just like I've been divorced, Brad, 38, 39 years.
Mm.
And they asked me, how do you do it without a man? I said, see, y'all got it wrong. The Bible said a man that findeth a wife findeth
right.
a good thing. It
that's
ain't never
right.
said nothing about no woman finding no husband.
That's right.
And then, how get a little more talking about? When you know you are not married anymore, things
mm-hmm.
you are accustomed to with your husband not going to happen anymore unless you go outside the will of God.
That's
so
right.
what you
that's
do,
right.
you pray before you lay your head on that pillow every night.
Mm-hmm.
And you send them spirits back and tell them, you will not plague me this night. You
that's
will
right.
not. I will have
that's
peace
right.
and you plead the blood of Jesus and you go to bed and you go to sleep.
I have a
God
friend.
Said my grace is sufficient.
My, it's sufficient. Hey.
And he said he will supply your every need. He didn't leave that out.
Every need. That's
he
right.
said, I will
that's
supply
right.
your everything you need. You ask God for it. Because I'm
that's
telling
right.
you, he'll keep you if you want to be kept.
Be kept. That's right. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Because he is a keeper.
And he is a keeper. He is a keeper. I have a friend, and for some reason her husband was not well. And for 18 years, they were married and they were in the same house, but there were really no physical affection. She didn't go outside of her marriage. You know, sometimes we think, because God said, the Bible says it's better to marry than burn. What happened if your spouse can't deliver that for you.
Cannot deliver. Then
and
you
so
pray and God will keep
you. You still need to be kept.
Yeah, because if you go outside, you done broke the marriage vow. The marriage bed is defiled.
That's right. That's right. So it's so many things can happen, and we cannot marry so because of the suppressed lust. Because what
yes.
happens
see, you get
when
love
it steps
and love
into that
confused.
That's right. That's right.
It ain't no love, it's
that's
lust.
Right. Lust, that's what it is. And that is not of God. God, we don't be
mm-hmm.
lusting. And when marriage is sacred, and so many things
yes,
can happen in a marriage that can
mm-hmm.
cripple things, but it doesn't stop the love.
That's it. It's like
and
I told
we need
my son when he got ran over by this car and it said in his chest, they tell me 20 minutes. They said he was dead. How y'all know what child, but he's still living today.
Yes, he
when
is.
His wife sat by that bedside, me and her together, 30
mm-hmm.
days.
Mm.
Everybody was asking me, why you go down there? He got a wife. I said, yeah, but he got a mama too. So see, sometimes when you can't help yourself, you can't wipe your own bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife got to do everything for you. If
mm-hmm.
it ain't no true love, that woman going to walk away and leave you.
Yes, she will.
The mama ain't going
will.
Nowhere, but she, yes,
mm-hmm.
he or she.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, God gave you the right wife. Because she had to literally pick him up. I couldn't pick him up. She big enough.
Mm.
I said, God gave you a strong, stout woman. Because he knew this was going to happen.
My God.
Because it ain't nothing happened that he don't know and allow.
That's right.
She had to pick him up, take him out of the bed, set him on the part of the bed, then wipe his behind because he couldn't even do that for himself. And she's still there by his side.
My
see,
God. Bless the
you,
Lord.
You, little son.
You know, there's nothing. And we need to share and reassure the men and women who are coming into the ministry of the reality of just what is going to take place. And we need to be that light. I don't know if I shared this with you, but a friend of mine in Alabama, she said, I don't remember the whole prophecy, but this is the substance of it, that don't think it's strange to see men and women who should be retiring still in or going forth in ministry. They're holding the light for the ones coming behind them.
That's
the world is dark, and we need to have a bright light, pure light, leading them the way. And so they don't get blindsided by the glitz and glamour and trying
to
make things happen to bring people into the church, but or into the kingdom of God. It is the Lord. It is the Holy Ghost that draws people. And we have to be honest. We have to tell them the truth, but we can do it in love.
That's right.
Because you know you had those who told you the truth. When you were right, they told you the truth. When you were wrong, they told you the truth. You had people you trusted, and you thought they were in your corner, and they betrayed you.
Yes.
But that didn't turn you away from God.
It did not. It did not. I get a little shot. Because that's why. You can't let man prop you up, because a man builds you up, man can tear you down. But
that's
when God puts you in a position and you know what you're supposed to do, it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter, because let me tell you something. God will tell you what's going to happen before it happens.
Yes, he will.
And then he will give you a little confirmation. Mm. Because the same thing I spoke to this other evangelist on a Saturday night, the same thing I had said to her that God had said to me word for word verbatim that next Sunday, that Sunday morning, this preacher spoke exact same words God had told me that Saturday night.
My God.
That's confirmation. That's when I knew I was where I was supposed to be.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Baby, I love you.
God bless you and thank you so much.
God bless you. And we will do this again.
We will. And we're looking forward to it. And I'd like you to come on and pray for us when you're available. But love, this is not a one-time thing.
Just call me anytime and let me know when.
I will. I will.
I
got
to go take my auntie somewhere. God bless you, and you have a prosperous day.
Thank you. Thank you. You have such a peaceful day that you know it's a special gift from God.
Thank you so very much. I love you.
Love you, then. God bless.
You too.
Amen, amen, amen. I hope that you all have enjoyed Sister Martin this morning, and I hope that something was said wherein you heard what she said and took in what she said and able to apply it to your life. Like, what did that lady say? She said, trust God. No. God for yourself. Well, how would you know God for yourself? Pray and ask him and study his word. Yes, to know God is to obey him, to know. You get people say, well, you got to have faith. You got to have trust. But they don't explain to you that trust and that faith is in God. Yes. Hallelujah. We have to trust and obey God. Take him at his word, knowing that he won't fail. It may even be not what we had asked for, but he knows what's best for us. Yes, he does. He knows what's best, and we thank God for that. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we went over our what we normally go through, but we're going to just talk about this for a moment. I just want to give you some encouraging scriptures. Yes, and remind you that they're to read about Abraham's call, and that was, you can find it in Genesis 12. Isaiah, in the 6th chapter of Isaiah, Isaiah's call. Yes, hallelujah. And Noah, we read about Noah's call in Genesis 6 and 8. And Joshua 1, 5 through 6. It says some other places. Just read Joshua. Yes, yes, yes. And then to encourage you, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, 2 Peter 1 and 7. For you were not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Self-control. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. And we know we can do all things through Christ. We can do the work that God has applied to our hands to do through Christ who strengthens us. And one of my most favorite and pacifying, loving scriptures. I guess all of them are mine because I'll go I'll just say, ooh, this is my scripture right here. Yes, indeed. Proverbs 3, 5, and it says, trust in the Lord. Mm-hmm. And lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, hey, my Savior, acknowledge him in everything. We talk about the maker, the creator of the heavens and the earth. We talking about the Almighty God, the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. The one. The Big Bang couldn't do nothing, but Bishop said it was a bang when he said, let there be. Nothing could restrain it from him. Hallelujah. This is the one, that got formulas that we know not of. Hallelujah. We're revealing to man in its appointed time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The formula for darkness, light. Yes, yes, the creator of it all. There's none. One that created power, created authority. Ooh, the one, yes, bless his most holy name. Yes, one gives us the power and the authority, how the works of his hand. Yes, the one that loves us so much allow us to have free will. Mm. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our Father. Yes, 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 yes. The one and where we can read in Genesis 3. You know I have to go there. Some people just say, well, why did she just keep going there? Because when man had messed up, in the midst of their messed up situation, the enemy just knew he had them there. But God, ooh, our God, the God, hallelujah, Yahweh, let me just, glory, Yahweh, hallelujah, 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 ooh, the self-sustaining one, El, the almighty one, hallelujah, he didn't wait for man to reproduce itself so that he could have a prophet to come and tell the enemy what he was going to do and what his downfall was going to, his destruction would be. In the midst of his children falling in their sinful state, he said, I sent the Redeemer. I have a Redeemer who's going to restore my children back to me. And right relationship at an appointed time that was set before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Genesis 3. Hallelujah. Let's do 14 and 15. I tell you, this is the God who is your healer, your deliverer. I am talking to me, and I'm talking to you, that God tear down every stronghold of doubt, insecurity, fear. I will God want us fearless. Hallelujah. And the Lord bless his most holy name, the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thy go, and thus shall thy eat all the days of thy life. Verse 15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shall bruise his heel. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Bless his most holy name. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is truly good. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He loves us with an everlasting love. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Everything he does. You know, when we have questions about things, look in the Bible. See how things that God said for us to do, how detailed is when he gives instructions. And they point. There are pointers to something. Yes. Yes, yes, hallelujah. Oh, Father, open our eyes that we may see, and our ears that we may hear. Yes, Lord, building up the pastors and the prophets and the apostles and the evangelists, the missionaries, the teachers, the preachers, the pastors, but refresh and renew. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't want to preach what people believe. Want to preach and teach and live the truth. Yes, Lord, and we can only do it with your help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be you have called us to be. Hallelujah. Oh, God, remember your church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been tossed now, tossed to and forth. We've been just picked on and manipulated and abused, God, for selfishness. Oh, God, reverse all that has happened. Give us eyes to hear, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to obey you, my Father, my God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. The one who died and rose. Hallelujah. And stood at the right hand of God the Almighty, interceding, the lover of our soul, our high priest. Yes, Lord. God, we thank you. And everything that you called each one of us, you have said for us to do, may we do. May we do. May we do. May we be faithful. Things that we have totally forgotten about, thought that impossible to accomplish because now we're advanced in age. But what is age to you? If you have brought it back to us, show us the way to accomplish it. Open our eyes, dear God, and let us see that we may bloom for you. None, there's some so young. Guard them and protect them that the enemy cannot place his hands upon them. Chariots of fire to keep them safe, Almighty God. They walk through this earth. Let them accomplish my Savior, my God, everything that you have put to their hands to do. And Father, everyone that would dig pits and lay traps, foul the mind, humiliation, foul disgrace. Lord, we ask that you forgive them now. We forgive them and set them free. But guard us and protect us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No hatred, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for moving confusion and doubt. We for allowing us to have favor wherever our name is. Hallelujah. The name of our children, grandchildren, Father. Allow our house to give you praise. Our lineage to give you praise. Our legacy to give you praise. And bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Show us the error of our ways and give us strength and love and determination to do better. We cannot do it without you. This is the day that you have made. And we are truly ever so grateful in you. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for encouraging your people. Yes, Lord. We thank you for encouraging your people. Hallelujah. Bless your most holy name. We'll just take a moment to invite you, Gathering the Harvest Gospel Ministry. And we're at 674 Mount Zion Road in Jonesboro, Georgia, Suite B. Hallelujah. And you can reach us at 404-453-7670. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. We'll be so delighted to have you. And for those of you who would like to join us in prayer. I don't give this number out too often because I'm looking for very serious people. We don't do names. We don't even say hello. We just come on praising the Lord. We're already prepared. Praise. And we don't assign. We allow the Holy Spirit to sign. We don't have those who dominate and just want to do all the praying because they think we're not about that. Wow, when one go down, another one come up, guided and directed by the Holy Spirit. And we're very comfortable with that. We're those wanting those to join us who are serious about prayer. And we've been doing it for about 15 or more years. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. We meet every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. The number is 646-769-9900. 110082. Again, the conference number is 10082. We'll meet you online this Saturday morning at 6 a.m. God bless you and thank you again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so excited. Yes, I am. God is good to us. Hallelujah. We've just been encouraged all the way around. We are scheduled to have Elder Jackie from North Carolina tentatively next Friday. We may have to reschedule that because of a conflicting schedule, and I don't know if I'll be able to do it while en route, so we may do that this coming Tuesday. Yes, so now this Tuesday, you know, Tuesdays we're on at 7 a.m. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were doing, yes, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 7 a.m. and Friday at 9 a.m. But I slowed up a little bit and just doing for now Tuesdays at 7 a.m. and Fridays at 9. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just love that early morning. That's what was given, and that's what we do. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. Yes, he is. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Who are we talking about? The Most High God. We have come to the closing. Hallelujah. And I pray you have a wonderful weekend. And you just enjoy God. Hallelujah. Just praise him. Just hallelujah, hallelujah. Let hallelujah be the word for this weekend. Amen. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Now, listen to this. And we see in verse 22 of the same chapter, 6th chapter of Numbers, and God spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and his son, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, this is what God, the prayer of God, had appointed. Glory. That's a blessing right there. Ooh, that'll make you shout. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God be with you. God loves you. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for allowing your ears to hear and be tempted to the interview. Hallelujah. And the journey of Sister Alma Martin. Hallelujah. Until we meet again at the appointed place at the appointed time, God bless you. His love, his peace, and grace be with you. Amen. Signing off.